And no, we haven't ended the program early. That's the Tautowai, South Island robin. And researchers have concluded that this small bird is among a handful of native birds that will thrive if we one day become predator-free. They know this after completing a survey of 47 islands in Fiordland. Colin Miskelly is on the line, a bird expert at Te Papa. Tēnā koe, good morning to you.
Yeah, morena, Guy. Yeah, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the bird call. It's nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, a bit of a surprise for listeners to have the kakaruai. That's the name that the locals give the South Island robin down in Fiordland, but great to hear its call.
Yeah. What's the status of this bird at the moment? I mean, are they endangered?
Well, down in that part of Fiordland, they used to occur only on a single island, Breaksea Island, and we really benefited in this research from some groundbreaking surveys done by Fiordland National Park ranger Kim Morrison back in the 1970s and 80s. And Kim's now retired to the north of Scotland, but he's shared his notebooks and notes with us. So this study was comparing what he found 30, 40 years ago with what's there now. And the thing that has changed is the Department of Conservation has done a great job of suppressing the stoats on all these islands in Breaksea and Dusky Sounds. And that has allowed the kakaruai, the robin, to spread throughout all these islands because they can fly up to about 1.7 kilometres. And the really intriguing thing we found is that the robins are really doing really well, but quite a suite of other small birds have declined as a result.
Oh, hang on. What, declined even with the predator-free status?
Yeah, and that's the intriguing thing is you think if you get rid of the predators, all the birds are better off. Mm. And that's what we expect at mainland restoration sites as well, places like Zealandia here in Wellington. But we've found that what happens is that our deep endemic birds, the ones that have been in New Zealand for millions of years, do really well, and they actually outcompete the newcomers, so the introduced species and the ones we share with Australia, or even some of the species that have just been here maybe a couple of million years and evolved their own species. So things like fantail and grey warbler have very close cousins across the Tasman. But these relatively new arrivals tend to get outcompeted, and it's things like the robins and bellbirds and tui are the ones that really benefit from the pest control.
So what else does well? The South Island robin does well if you get rid of the rats and the stoats and those guys. Are there other birds that...
Well, yes, there are. But down in Fiordland, we were specifically looking at small islands that don't have much habitat on them and that are a bit of a challenge for some of our native birds to even fly to. So we found that the tieke, the saddleback, and mohua or yellowhead could only fly 60 or 100 metres. So they benefit from pest control, but we have to physically move them for them to maximise that benefit. Mm. But a few others, like specifically robin and kaka, are quite strong flyers, and they can colonise all of these nearby islands and do well.
Mm. Can I ask one stupid question before we go? What does it mean to say a bird is an endemic bird?
Well, it basically means it is only found in New Zealand. So native means it occurs here naturally, but endemic to New Zealand means that it is found in no other country. And so they are the ones that are part of our identity, are part of what make Kiwis Kiwi, and they are the ones that we need to protect to ensure that we sustain or maintain global biodiversity.
Yeah, interesting. Hey, better go. Thanks for that. That's really interesting. Colin Miskelly there.